Modern life requires electricity, and more people at home has changed how it's consumed. Alexei Paso is the director of distribution planning at ComEd. He says the times of day in which people use the most electricity haven't shifted, but the system's still being affected.
There hasn't been a significant changes in the peaks that we have seen. However, the shapes of the load curves have become, I guess, more smooth.
This means there is a more steady usage of electricity overall. Paso says a benchmarking of the grid in early May helped ComEd make adjustments to these new, more consistent usage patterns.
The weekdays look a lot like the weekend days, what used to be the weekends. So we're now operating the system more so than what it would typically look like on a weekend if we were in the pre-pandemic situation.
Also consistent with the stay-at-home order, Paso says, businesses and other commercial properties are using less electricity, while residential areas are increasing. A similar trend has played out at local levels with water usage. Brian Favor is the Utilities and Transportation Director for the City of DeKalb. He says commercial water use has dropped in the area, but he says the greatest impact on overall usage comes from the partial closing of Northern Illinois University, the city's largest employer.
We're down about 6% or so for the year, but I would say over the past couple months, essentially I'm talking since the COVID, we're probably down about 15% or so.
But less water usage has had a direct impact on revenue.
You know, on a budget that, you know, water sales produce about $5 million a year, so you take 10% off of that, you know, it's about a loss of $500,000 or so.
Favor says the effect of that loss on the city is even greater than it looks. Fact is, pumping less water doesn't yield significant cost savings. That's because much of the money in the budget goes for fixed costs such as pipes, pumps, treatment plants, and employees. As businesses open up again, Favor anticipates water usage will increase, but he recommends owners of those buildings first flush their pipes to get rid of the old water that may be lacking its original chlorine.
That would dissipate, and then as well as you can have metals that would leach into the water as water sits in pipes.
And then there's the internet. Though not strictly a utility, it's become increasingly important for communication, work, and entertainment to those in seclusion. Jack Siegel is a regional vice president of communications for Comcast. He says greater internet usage coincided with social distancing, which began in areas such as Seattle and San Francisco.
As Chicago started social distancing, we saw a huge uptick here that was sort of larger than other communities that we serve. But as time has gone on, we've seen it all even out.
Siegel says the company has regularly increased its capacity because internet traffic has historically doubled every 12 to 18 months. But he noted Comcast had to accelerate some of those plans to account for coronavirus. There's also been a particular increase in certain types of internet traffic, such as video conferencing, streaming, and game downloads.
We're seeing a lot more TV watching. In fact, it's about 8 viewing hours per week per household on average, and a lot of that is video on demand.
Finally, he says the times people are using the internet is different than before.
We used to see peak traffic, say, before March 1st, around 9 p.m. That's when everybody gets home, you're finished with dinner, you start to watch TV and maybe stream content. Now you're seeing it earlier in the day.
So consumers of electricity, water, and the internet, and those who supply them, have adapted to a climate of social distancing. That will change as Illinois transitions to Phase 4, but exactly what that will look like remains to be seen. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.